Generally, at this time, we talk about Inyanei Geula and topics of redemption. It's appropriate for this hour. So I want to talk about what I would assume to be a non-controversial question. Are you allowed to daven for the Geula? Is a person allowed to daven for the coming of Mashiach? So you'll tell me, duh, that's what we just did in Shemoneh Esrei. We had like three different brachas and a special bracha and another special bracha, all davening for the Geula. So what do I mean? Are you allowed to daven for the Geula, the coming of Mashiach? So there's a Gemara in Ksuvah Staf Kuf Yud Aleph. That's the famous Gemara of the Shalosh Shvuos, the three oaths about what Klal Yisrael can do, and Aluka Choma, mass immigration, all those types of exciting topics. So there, the sugya is really a machlogosin Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zeira about whether you can go to Eretz Yisrael or you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Within the context of that discussion, both of them are darshaning psukim back and forth at each other. So the Gemara says the following. Im ta'iru v'im toruru. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim says that you should not stir and that you should not stir. You shouldn't awaken and push for something to happen too much. Ksiv, that's what it says. And that seems to amplify the issur against Jews emigrating to Eretz Yisrael. V'Rabbi Zeira mibayle l'kedir Rabbi Levi. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zeira, how do you understand this emphasis of ta'iru v'im toruru? So he says he learns it like Rabbi Levi. Why? Damar. Sheish shavuos halalu lama. Really, there are six oaths. There are three psukim containing the lashon shvuah and shir hashirim that you shouldn't awaken. And there's another three as well. Talasa hanada amran. The three, like we already explained. Einach shelo yigalu hani damran. Einach, and what about these other three? Shelo yigalu esakets, that you shouldn't reveal, no one should reveal the end of days when Mashiach is going to come. V'l'shal yechaku esakets, and you should not distance the kates as well. Rachak, resh, ches, kuf. V'shalo yigalu asod l'gayim, and that you shouldn't reveal the secret of the Jewish people to the gayim. Now, what does Rashi say on shalo yirachaku esakets? Rashi says that he has a different girsa in the Gemara. And his Gemara says, Lashon Acher, Shelo Yidchaku, not Lo Yirachu, you shouldn't distance it, but Lo Dachak, you shouldn't push, you shouldn't knock on the door for Mashiach to come. Lashon Dochek, Shelo Yirbu B'tachanunim, Alkach Yosr Midai. Says Rashi, you shouldn't daven too much for the coming of Mashiach. That's what he says. Now this, Rashi, I think would leave nobody surprised, is often cited by the Satmar Rav in his Vayoel Moshe, in his Divrei Yoel, as a raya about pushing and efforts and things involved in the coming of Mashiach, the State of Israel, Zionism, all of those things. There is another understanding that approaches this as well, but Rav Shmuel Diozida. Who's Rav Shmuel Diozida? You know him better as the author of the Medrash Shmuel on Pirkei Avos, the classic work on Pirkei Avos. He wrote a parish on Eicha called Lechem Dima. Art Scroll quotes it quite a bit in their notes on Eicha, and if you have an Art Scroll kinos with you. So actually, if you have a kinos with you, this would be helpful to understand instruction. You have a kinos, so open up to Eicha Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zion. Open up to Eicha Perek Gimel, Pasuk Zion, and let's see how Rav Shmuel Diozida darshins these psukim. Let's read them literally, then we'll read it according to him. Geder ba'adi v'lo eitze hechbin nachashti. That Hashem has fenced me in, so I cannot get out, and He's weighed me down with fetters, like weights, like chains to hold me down. Gam ki azak v'yishavea shesom tefilasi. Even if I were to cry out and plead for relief, so Hashem has shut out my prayer. So he says as follows. He says, we've become so resentful in the length of the gullus that so many years have passed and we haven't been saved. Gedar ba'adi v'lo eitze. I can't get out of the gullus. It's as if I'm fenced in. It's closed around us. This is in regards to the length of the gullus, but even the quality. Hich b'nechashati. That the weight of the gullus is so taxing that it causes so much pain. And not only this, but in order to prevent that the leaders of the people come together with Bnei Yisrael and we daven for a Yeshua, that the Golus should end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an oath, Hishbasi Eschem Benos Yerushalayim. An oath was made that we can't daven for the Gula before its determined time. Gam Ki Azak, even when I would cry out, the Gula should come. Shosem Tfilasi. Hashem has made us swear not to daven, and he has closed off my tefillah until the determined time. So says Rishmul Zeozida, like Rashi, you can't daven too much for the coming of Mashiach. Which then we should all be asking, what are you talking about? How could there be an Isser to daven for the Yeshua? We talk about this all the time. We daven for this all the time. There's speeches and videos. And what do you mean? Of course we daven for Mashiach. Of course we daven for the Gula. So how do we understand this? So I want to suggest and show three different approaches. And then I want to read with you a tshuva from Moshe Feinstein in Gross Moshe. There's a tshuva Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav and Siman Pei Vav. This tshuva is a tshuva to his father-in-law, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why is he writing a tshuva to his father-in-law, Rabbi Kiva Eger? Because it's 1819, 1820, and the city of Hamburg, Germany, just erupted the Hamburg Temple controversy, the first Reformed temple. And one of the enactments in the Hamburg Temple, as written in the Ora Noga, which is the pamphlet that was published to defend their practices, is that you can't daven anymore for Mashiach. Because when German Jews daven for Mashiach, it looks like they lack allegiance to the motherland. It looks like they don't want to be good Germans. So they cut out of the Siddur all references to the coming of Mashiach. So the Chassam Sofer is addressing this point. Now, one of the rayas that was brought, you imagine this, one of the rayas that was brought in 1820 is this Rashi. Because Rashi said, Shlo yirbu tachanunim al kach yosir midai. He says you can't daven for Mashiach so much. So the Reform said, oh look, Zakt Rashi, it's okay, we should take it out. So the Chassam Sofer writes in his tshuva to his father-in-law, and he says that Rashi was careful in what he said. And he said that the tfilos of the davening still stand. Every day there's a mitzvah to daven to Hashem. V'yas David elokein for Hashem and David Malkeinu and David Mashiach. Mashukos of Rashi, what Rashi writes in Ksuvas, Shlo yidchokas hakev shlo laharbos betfila, v'shlo laharbos, says the Chassam Sofer in quotes, not too much. Daika kagon Yosef delarena, uchadoma. That's talking about Yosef delarena and people like him. Aval hispalo b'choyom chobalenu. Who's Yosef delarena? Anybody know? Sir Yosef delarena? They generally don't teach this to you in school, and they don't teach it to you in yeshiva. No, that's Rosh Shlomo Malcha. That's somebody else. I don't think he's Dutch. Why? Delarena is Dutch? That I'm not sure, but I'll tell you this. Yosef Delarena was a Kabbalist who lived in the 15th century, a mystical figure. I'm not going to tell the whole story right now, because not all of it is PG-13. But essentially, he tried to do something to be Dochek Esakets, and he did a lot of Kabbalah and magic, and it didn't turn out so well for him, according to the story. I'm sure you can Google it on your own time and find out the rest. But he engaged in Kabbalah masses. He engaged in magical Kabbalah in order to push it. So says the Chassam Sofer, people like him, that's the problem, because they're doing weird stuff. But stuff that's part of the Siddur that we have from Chazal, of course we daven from Mashiach, without question. What's not clear, I suggest to be the second answer, what's considered a ribui, that's usher. Perhaps we could say, and I would like to suggest, that even 100 tefillos a day are not enough. How do I know that? Because Rashi says in Parshas Chukas, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu made Moshe and Aaron swear that they would not daven to get into Israel. Right? The Pasuk says, Lachein lo savo. And Rashi says, Lachain is a Lashon of Shvua, that he made Aaron and Moshe swear that they would not daven to skip over their gzeira to get into Eretz Yisrael. But we also know from this week's Parsha, Parsha Eschanan, that the Medrash says, V'eschanan el Hashem b'Yisrael emor. How many times did Moshe daven? V'eschanan is Gematria? 5:15, right? Nidam 5:15. So if Hashem made Moshe swear that he wouldn't daven too much to get into Eretz Yisrael, and 5:15 is the limit of what's considered too much, because one more would have pushed it too far, so at least we could say that 515 davenings, that's a ribuy. Is that under a lifetime, a week, a month? I'm not sure. But we see is that ribuy means a lot. Perhaps you don't even reach that number. The third is found in the Avkas Rochel. The Avkas Rochel is a sefer written by Hillel Lichtenstein. Hillel Lichtenstein was one of the great Hungarian rabbanim, the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. And he says that when the nations of the world violate their oath, then all of the Shalosh Shvuos are ripped up. If the nations of the world afflict us too much and they don't keep their part of the deal, which is one of the three oaths, then we don't have to keep our part of the deal. And if our oath is not to daven too much, but there's pogroms and holocausts and inquisitions and all types of terrible things, I think we can all agree that the Goyim overstepped their bounds and afflicted us too much. And if that's the case, we can daven as much as we want. So those are three approaches, perhaps, to answer up this Rashi. And of course we can daven for the Gula. But I just want to end, and I want to learn together a beautiful tshuva from Rav Moshe, Igros Moshe, or Rechaim Chelekei Simen Chaf Dalet. This is printed in the 8th volume of Igros Moshe, the first posthumous volume printed after Rav Moshe passed away. Rav Moshe is asked by Rav Tendler about saying, does the Chazan say Yul Ratzonim Refi at the end of Shemoneh Esrei or not? What is the role of that? Or somebody forgets it. What's the role of Yul Ratzonim Refi? So Rav Moshe says as follows. He says, "V'inyan chiyuv amiras pasuk dila ratzon achar tefila, that which Rabbi Yochanan says to say that pasuk after the end of Shemoneh Esrei, b'meimer achas im adin shetzarach lomar kodem atfila Hashem sevasai, and he has all discussion there because it's part of the same discussion of saying Hashem sevasai tiftach, mistabel fina asdaiti diyesh chiluk l'inyan b'diyeb k'sheshachach lomra." He says Hashem sevasai tiftach is not on the same level as yul ratzon refi. If you forgot to say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach being Shemoneh Esrei, you have to go back. Because that's Ikar Shemoneh Esrei, you have to say that line. But if you forget to say Yul Ratzon Refi, you don't have to go back at all. V'achilak Pashut, it's obvious. If I don't say Hashem Sevasai, so my tefillah is not complete. If I don't say the last sentence of Yul Ratzonim Refi, it was still a good tefillah. He says, your tefillah was already good. You davened already. Yul Ratzon is just the last line. It's the summation. Shari mistaber shat tefillah shel adam shemiskabelas l'Hashem yisbarach hu teichef b'amiraso av kishadayin lo gamaras kol tefillah. Rav Moshe has a chiddush. And Rav Moshe says, the prayer of every person is accepted right away, even if you don't finish it. The Kabbalah of the tefillah is at the beginning of the tefillah, not at the end. The Gemara near Bav Metzia tells the story of Rav Chia, that Rabbi Yehuda asked Eliyahu Anavi, is there anyone alive in this world who can produce efficacious tefillahs to bring Mashiach? So Eliyahu Anavi said, who? Yeah, Rabbi Chia and his sons. So they got Rabbi Chia into shul, and they all daven together, and Rabbi Chia and his sons get up to the Yom, and Rabbi starts Chazaras HaShatz. And he says, first, Mashiv HaRuach, and the winds begin to blow. And he says, Morid HaGashem, and the rain begins to fall immediately. And what's right after that? What's the next line? Mechaye Mesim. And as he's about to say Mechaye Mesim, the whole city shakes. The whole world shakes. And they pull Eliyahu HaNavi into Shemayim, and Hashem gives him a talking. He said, what's wrong with you? What are you giving away the secret? Are you out of your mind? And they give Eliyahu what he deserves. And Eliyahu comes back and says, oh, stop. Don't go anymore. I can't do that. So says Rav Moshe, what do we see from there? That he just said Mechaye Mesim. and the tefillah was mekabel right away. You didn't have to wait to the end of the bracha. Even the beginning of the bracha, says Rav Moshe, the tefillah is accepted. He says, you'll tell me, that was a tainus, and they had special kavana for this. Thank you, Yossi. I just used your standard. So the Hiadrav Chio Banav. So he said it was af tefilas to Yom Kippur. Shiosim miskablin. They say those were special days. V'rak ata shahora Rebbe shischanu alazeh. And he told them to have kavanah for this. Mishum shayu svurin alpi masha aliyo gila lahem sheish bekoch Rebbe Chio Banav. Everybody knew maybe that was a special time. And Gazar Tainis, but Yosir Mashu Shu Mamish Dover Mutra Lemishakubel Tfilas Kurbichia Ubanav, Aval No Danu Ma'uvda, we know this to be the case no matter what. De Rebbe Yasakain, Kadam Rale Elio, Shashemis Barachenu wrote Salavias Mashiach Blozmana. And therefore, says Ramosha, since we're talking about Hashem not wanting to bring Mashiach before the time, he says, Memelo Yoel Klum, De Lo Yuchlis Pal Klalza. It wasn't going to work. He says, that wasn't going to work because if Hashem doesn't want Mashiach to come, it's not going to come. And therefore, as we see from this case, so says Rav Moshe, I want to talk about this a little bit more. What we also see from this episode is we see from this discussion that it's usher to daven for the gula more than what's established in Shmoneh Esrei. V'gam b'shar tfilos shesignu rabbeinu harishonim as hinigu af b'lo takana mamash. He says Rav Moshe, where are we allowed to daven for the gula? Where Chazal establishment in the Siddur. Even if there's not a takana. Kadam mispalin bezmiros b'motzei Shabbos. People say zmiros b'motzei Shabbos. They daven for bias Mashiach, Eliyahu b'sareinu, and v'gam b'piyutei aslichos, or in our slichos, we also daven for Mashiach. V'ulai ata. So that's what Moshe says. So Moshe's answer is, where Chazal established, or where we have a Masorah to daven for Mashiach and Gula, we're allowed to do so. But where there's no Masorah to daven for the Gula, that's where Rashi's talking about. And then Rav Moshe says, V'ulayata Shabbosenu harabim avruzman Rav Yoser meyuvtes shana meyoshana. 1900 years have passed. Shadayin anachnu begalus, and we're in exile. Kvar hutru l'spalzeh. So you'll say, okay, it's been a long time. It's time to ramp it up. We don't pass on like that Rashi anymore. Avraham established to take if achar a churban, hay mispalon bias Mashiach. But says Rav Moshe, obviously, right after the churban Beis Hamikdash, they also daven for Mashiach. No, v'gulas kol Yisrael yado and the gula ubinyan Beis Hamikdash, but tefilu b'echas hamazon in davening and benching in slichos piyutim. They had all these things already. But maybe our davening is telling us not the Mashiach Nagula should come quickly, but rather it should come in its proper time. Maybe in our davening, we're davening that it should come at the right time, but not that it should come quicker. But not that anything should be pushed forward. And we say that it should be close in our days and quickly, that we say in Bonu Yerushalayim, or we say Mehera, quickly it should sprout in the Brach of Es-Semach, or we should see that our eyes should see the return to Tzion in the Tfil of the Avodah. Those extra requests of coming quickly is not the ikar or ma'akev the bracha. It's not essential to the bracha. Aval kevan shekvar shayach shenigal gamanachnu shetabias mashiach ubin beis hamikdash b'yameinu. Says Rav Moshe, since Mashiach could come every single day, and since we have a heter to daven for it, so we throw in as well that yesh on ispal zeh lahaskir zeh b'tfilasenu shezatekef ol b'yameinu. So we also add, if we're allowed to daven for Mashiach, and the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, Hashem, at least let it happen quickly. V'af kashuhu zakin muflag. And says Rav Moshe, even if you are extremely, extremely old, kevan she'ev sheshiyava b'mehera, v'karav ma'od, af b'yamim v'shavs. Even a very old person has a heter to daven for Mashiach to come right away, because Mashiach can come in any moment. And he should daven for the coming of Mashiach. The Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about certain times of not revealing the times of Mashiach. Says Ramosha, for a number of factors, so many years have passed, and we have the fact that we have in our davening as well, and therefore says Ramosha, not only is it mutter to daven for the coming of Mashiach, but it is a chiyuv and is incumbent on every single Jew. To add more tefillos, to add extra tefillos? No. A person is saying Tehillim. Says Ramosha, perhaps is there room to say, you know, not to add in a special tefillah for Mashiach? Maybe, I don't know, maybe yes, maybe no. But says Ramosha, there are clearly so many places in the davening where we daven for Mashiach and we daven for the Beis HaMikdash. We have to take advantage of those times. We have to slow down at those opportunities. The Chafetz Chaim would say that people are making a mistake in their Shemoneh Esreis. They're slowing down by Barech Aleinu and asking for Parnassah. And they're raising their voices at Shema Koleinu, that Hashem should answer at Tfilos. Says the Chafetz Chaim, the single most important bracha regarding Kavanah, obviously the bracha of Avos is the most important regarding our focus. But if we're going to put our kavan and slow down in any bracha, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's the bracha of Es Tzemach David, the coming of Mashiach. Because if you daven for Mashiach, and Mashiach comes, then all of the other things you want, the Parnasa and the Refuah, and all the other things you want, are going to come in Mela. So slow down in Es Tzemach David. Put our kavanas there. Focus there. And where Chazal told us to daven, and that, Be'ezus Hashem, will bring an answer all of the tefillos that we want.